Hello, you're listening to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Tom Lapp, who is president of the residential business at Mohawk. We're together in San Antonio, Texas, at Mohawk's annual convention. And at this convention, you have your floorscapes dealers and your color center lead. I think the numbers are roughly 600 different, maybe 650 different dealers and about 1,300 people. Is that right?
That's right, Kemp. Those numbers are reasonably accurate, and I'll tell you, the attendance we've just been thrilled with, because this is a very tough market, and we've seen nothing but, of those that are here, tremendous enthusiasm, excitement, and everybody that's here is really reinvesting the business, so it's a terrific outing.
Actually, I've got to compliment you on your theme. Based on where we are in the economy, and I pull out your quarterly magazine here that you put out for your dealers, and it says, turn the page. And I think that's very appropriate. Talk about that for a minute.
Well, let's look at what we've been through the last 2-3 years. In some regions of the country that went into this recession earlier, they've been battling it for 3 years. Others just went into it about a year ago. And we're now coming to a point where I've always said that they say babies born at the beginning of a recession, by the end of it, are crawling and pulling up on furniture. Well, on this one, they're walking and talking, because this has been a much longer recession than usual. So we have to get to a point as a business, both us and the manufacturing side, as well as our retail partners, where we do turn the page and start to look past the recession and start to build for the future. And I think what you'll see here is this whole show is about two things. It's about reinvestment from the standpoint of innovation and product, and it's about time commitment from the standpoint of commitment to training. So those are two themes that are very high, and I think if you look at the winners essentially at the bottom of the market are really trying to prepare for the future. So we think it's turning the page for the future, and we think it's really positioning these companies for the growth that's going to come, because the fact of the matter is a job that wasn't done last year, that job's still going to be done. It's just going to be done a little bit later, and we're all going to be enjoying, we believe, the fruits of that progress when it does happen, which we think is pretty soon.
Actually, Jeffrey Lorberbaum spoke this morning, and you know, he said that we're by no means excited about what's going to happen tomorrow. There's probably a little bit more pain to endure, but that, like you say, we'll turn the page. This economy is at the bottom. It's ready to expand. And encouraging news today on Floor Daily is that unemployment rate fell unexpectedly in November. And so, you know, that's a positive sign. Also, as he said today in his speech, home ownership, houses are more affordable, interest rates are low. So there's a good chance this thing in 10 could be much better. Let me ask you, Mohawk, as you bring your group together, what are some of the biggest challenges that you face?
Well, I think it's really the two themes that I just started on, is that it's very tough when the business, because we're near the bottom of the cycle right now, and for our retail partners, I mean, it's challenging the retail environment, is giving that incentive to make the reinvestment. And as we said, is those reinvestments, now the times when they're toughest to make them are generally the times when they're most important to make them. And as we've said, product and training are the two fundamental reinvestments that we see that are really the hallmark of the most successful retail partners that we have in the field. And so we're making our investment in terms of innovation and product. I mean, it's tremendous what we've done both in carpet as well as hard surface, both in the number of products as well as the attributes and the differentiation in the product, which we think is extremely important, and certainly the branding to pull all of those attributes together. At the same time, I hope what you saw is not just a little bit of training, but a phenomenal commitment to training. What our take on the industry is at a time when we kind of see the horns being pulled in, if you will, from the standpoint of training, we're really trying to push our horns out. So we've gotten some of the marquee, literally the national leaders in training and in motivation and essentially in business training. With Ken Blanchard and Don Hudson, we think we have two of just the premier training leaders in the country today that are going to give live, interactive experiences for the members that are attending. At the same time, that's just for those that are here. We're also going to be making these curriculums available to the folks that haven't made it to the show through the forms of DVDs and online help, so we can take this experience to them. So our goal is to touch as many folks as we can, really under the umbrella of Mohawk U, Mohawk University, which I would say that for your benefit, we just surpassed last year our 1,000,000th hour of training. So that was quite an achievement that we're very proud of in the organization. And once again, product through innovation and brand, and training and the commitment through training that's relevant to the retailer, we think that is really where it's at today. So we're positioned for that growth.
Well, I got to admit, you know, when I look at the people you have here at this meeting, I mean, you do have Ken Blanchard, you mentioned. He's, you know, the author of The 1-Minute Manager and a huge motivational speaker. You know, he takes takes off where Zig Ziglar probably ended, and he's quite an asset to have down here with your team. And then like you said, I mean, you've got Stephen Covey's group here talking about, you know, behavioral management and highly effective styles for success. So very impressive group you have here, and that's an investment you're making in these groups. I guess, as Jeff said this morning in his speech, Mohawk is only going to be successful if these people are successful, and you're making a huge investment in helping these guys, and not only with these great book authors, but also with the benchmarking that you do with them. So impressive few days we're having down here. Let me ask you, I was talking to Mary Ann Adams last night, and you know, she's up there at Avalon in New Jersey. She was telling me that yes, indeed, that she's starting to see a little bit more traffic, more consumers in the stores. I think she has 11 or 12 stores up there. And yet they're coming in, they're looking for value. As you reflect, you go back and look at all the many things, and it's too many for us to talk about, but all the many new products that you're rolling out, do you think you've gotten the mix together right? Are you bringing the right equation from a value perspective that will give your retailers a leg up, if you will?
Well, I'd like to say a resounding yes, but the one point I would really put at the forefront of that question is value. I think too often one of the challenges we've had in our industry is value equates to really, unfortunately, one word, which is price. And I would contend that what our goal here is to create value for the consumer so that the consumer leaves with a much higher value-added experience in their floor covering buying process. So from the standpoint of brands and product attributes, warranties, and new and innovative features on products, design features, we're putting value in. And while certainly we have seen as the industry, which is rather unfortunate, we've seen the price points in the industry essentially under some pressure here over, particularly in 2009, I think you have seen the consumer trading down. So some of that is naturally going to happen. I think what we have to respond to as an industry, and I'd like to think that Mohawk is working very hard towards that, is trying to excite the consumer with new value options in the product offerings. And that can be brand, once again, that can be design and styling, that can be innovation and features. So there's many different attributes that we can get in front of the consumer. Just for example here, we're doing our smart cushion, which essentially is a coordinated cushion and carpet sale that extends the warranty life of the product. So we think that's an innovation that also adds value. A lot of our members are going to be promoting the two of those together. We're also looking at several of our product lines that we're doing some exclusive offerings with our members that really drive some incremental value for the membership, obviously, in Floorscapes and Color Center. So I think the key to remember is there's no doubt that the consumer is demanding more value, but I think the real question is how we respond as an industry in satiating that value, both by the manufacturer as well as the retail partners, because it's not about what the price is, it's about what the value experience is to the consumer. And I'll give you one example of that. Is that imagine a consumer today buying either a piece of furniture or buying an appliance or buying a piece of electronics. They are being bombarded with messages on every news medium that is a high value and a call to action. Well, we have to think of that along the same lines in floor covering, because really those are all big ticket consumer durables that we have to make sure that we're winning on that platform. So I like to think that we're participating very strongly there. Our retailer partners certainly understand it. And the goal is not just winning on floor covering, but winning on really the consumer stage, which is all of the large ticket consumer durables.
All right, as I look at all the things that you're rolling out at this meeting, you've got a whole new wear-dated line of carpet that's focused in nylon. You've got a brand-new wood flooring display. You've got continuing to build on the Smart Strand story. You've got more recycled content, I guess, in your Everstrand. You've got new laminate products. You're continuing to build on your ceramic products. Let me ask you, I mean, you are the largest flooring company in the world. What is Mohawk doing to continue to hold on to that leadership position?
Well, I guess I'd like to say that some of the things you just mentioned are certainly part and parcel towards that end. And I think what we're trying to do is, while that sounds like a lot, what we're trying to do, make sure is that I think in the past we might have been what I would call miles wide and inches deep. We're trying to make sure of those initiatives that we undertake, similarly like we had, as you indicated, with the Smart Strand and the Wear Dated and our Ever Strand, we try and really pick what really are our key attributes of our brand offerings, and really go deep with them with both our retail partners, and that's by giving terrific point of purchase experiences to them for their stores as well as the consumer, great collateral information, great merchandising, and really point of sale information, terrific warranties to back them up. So I like to think while we're doing a lot, what you'll probably see different from us is we're going to make them more all-encompassing so that there is a full coordinated message, everything from us as the manufacturer to the retailer to the retail sales associate to the consumer, so it drives value along every chain. So I really think a lot of the programs we've got this year really hit on that end, and at the same time, it really becomes a go-to feature for a lot of the retail sales associates. And I would say that it really, if you look at the industry, I think that's a sign of the industry maturing. We see the floor covering industry, everybody is pursuing essentially their own very distinctive and differentiated programs, and we think long-term that is very good for the industry, that we provide a differentiated experience for the consumer, because anything that commoditizes us, that's really what sucks us back into the traps that we've been in probably in the past. So these investments are very important. The training to differentiate at point of sale is very important, and making sure that we essentially have that coordination with our retail partners for the consumer, because that's really who we work for. We're a partnership with the retail, but we have a partnership that is aimed at one thing, and that's taking care of the consumer.
I've got to compliment you on that last comment, because, you know, some people don't get that. Some people don't understand that your customer is indeed the end user, and these people that you have here are your partners in the channel. I appreciate you spending time with us today. I know you're busy, and congratulations on this meeting and the theme of turning the page. I think you're getting everybody motivated to look toward the recovery of this economic situation we've been in. Been talking to Tom Lape, who's president of the residential business at Mohawk, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.